You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Third commandment. Okay, we're on our third installment. This is a 10, siyempre, 10 commandments, so 10 series siya. Okay? Do not take the name of the Lord in vain. It's taken out of Exodus 20, verse 7, where it says, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Thou shall not use his name in vain. The name of God. Ganda, ang ganda pakinggan sa ano eh, sa magandang balita, yung Tagalog na Bible natin. It says here in Exodus 20, versikulo 7, basa. Huwag mong gagamitin sa walang kabuluhan ang pangalan ni Yahweh na iyong Diyos. Tiyak na paparusahan ko ang sino mang gumamit nito ng walang kabuluhan. Minsan mas may power, no, pag Tagalog. But do not use his name in vain. Are we doing it ng walang kabuluhan? Pangalan ni Yahweh, the name above all name. Yahweh, the God that we serve, the God that created us. Jews guard the holiness of God so sobrang reverence that even the scribes when they were actually transferring the scripture from one parchment to another, every time that they would come to the name of God, when they were about to write his name, they would stop, they would remove the regular pen that they're writing on, go to a place where they hold the special pen to write God's name in place. They have to wash their hands. Maghuhugas pa sila ng kamay bago kukunin nila uli yung special pen to write God's name. Pagtapos niya isulat, kailangan na naman niyang bumalik doon, isole. Bago niya isole, pupunasan niya yon. Kailangan niyang, he needs to wash his hands cleanly and put it back. And then again, go back, sit down, and then write the other parts. Holy. That's just writing. What else in their lives? What else in uttering God's name? They wouldn't do that up until today. There are even rabbis, when you talk to them, when they write something, they would put G/D. They cannot even put God straight. Why? Holy. Holy. Sacred name. Leviticus 24, verse 16. Whoever blasphemes the name of the Lord shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him. The sojourner as well as the native, when he blasphemes the name, shall be put to death. The penalty is so severe in blaspheming God's name. The penalty is so severe that they really put him in that holy pedestal, sacred. But I do believe for the Jews, it's not just simply obeying that law because they're scared of or they're afraid of the penalty. But it's in their hearts. It has become a lifestyle. They love God so much. They know that He's not just the Creator, but He is their Messiah. He is their eternal hope. That's why they do that. But what's in the name? What's in the name? What's in the name of God? What name are we talking of? Why now we're so free? We can come here and celebrate God, celebrate His goodness. But why do we take it so lightly? Why? Why we take it for granted that we can worship Him, and there are even times that we don't want to share it to others because it's not a church thing. It's a school thing or it's an office thing. So we don't talk about God. I remember me and my wife, we got married in 1999, and there's this shop that we frequented in SM Mega Mall. What's in the name? Yung pangalan ng store. It's just a small kiosk in the middle of Mega Mall. What's in the name? Where you can give them your name and then they'll make you like a plaque. And then yung name mo, we had one made for me and my wife. Like my name is Larry. So, nasa left side, Larry. Tapos nakalagay sa right side, Margaret. Tapos, origin of the name. My name is from Laurel. So, from Laurel, i-explain niya kung ano yung origin of the name. And then, they will describe. It's computer generated. Description of me, description of Margaret. And then at the bottom, yung compatibility. Why they are compatible. Sana ganun lang kabilis, no? Singles, hello. Di ba? Sana ganun lang, no? Ganun lang kasimple, no? Computer generated. But it's not. But what's in the name? Every time, I'm from Chinese descent. So every time we would have children, me and my wife, pag pinanganak yan, pag mag-aaral na yan, before they go to school, we would ask for their Chinese name. Because they study in a Chinese school. I thought before, it's as easy as getting a name somewhere and then, di ba, baptize your kid as that person, di ba? Parang kunyari, pangalan ng anak ko, my second son who celebrated his birthday this year yesterday, can you imagine kung pangalan niya Huang Chao King, di ba? At least King ka, di ba? Or my wife, ang pangalan niya Huang Maling. Diba? No, it's not that easy. You know, it's so intricate, the process that my dad has to call his relatives in China. We still have relatives there. They would tell us that my name's already there. My name's from our province, in Fujian province. So my name's already written there somewhere. There's like a wall there and there's like a book of genealogy. A while ago, this morning during my devotion, I was reading through the Gospel of Luke about the genealogy of Jesus, and I thought about that. Our Chinese descent is that way also, and then our name would come from there. They would send us our name. That this so and so means strong. This so and so means smart. This so and so means, yeah. Like my name, my name in Chinese, it means handsome and humble. Sige. Yung iba naman sa atin, naalala nyo dati yung Flames? Do you remember Flames? Yan, gets ko na yung age nyo, di ba? You write your name, you write your crush's name. Kids, crush is not biblical, okay? You will write your name, and then you put Flames. Naalala nyo yung Flames, di ba? But what's in the name? Precisely, what's in the name of the name above all names? God who created us. Three things I want us to remember. It's what's in the name. Talks about relationship. Everybody say relationship. Talk about our rights and reputation. What's in the name? When you talk about relationship here in church, you would often hear people, of course, they would call me Pastor Larry. But for those people who were already with me before I became a pastor, I was a volunteer for the longest time. And some of them, they feel weird or awkward to call me Pastor Larry. And one, Arlene, coined, actually it's not coined, because he got it from a Chinese word of pastor, boksu. So you would hear people, a lot of people here calling me boksu, as a, like a term of endearment, and to call me as a pastor. So pag sinabi niyong iba, pag ang tawag nila sa akin boksu, there's a relationship, may closeness. But some would even, up until now, hesitate to call me a boksu or Pastor Larry. You would often hear a lot of people here call me Kuya Larry, which is so dear to me because I've been their Kuya for the longest time. So talk about relationship. I don't expect my children to call me Pastor Larry at home. Sometimes they do out of sarcasm when I preach a sermon to them, but I don't expect it. Why? Because there's a relationship. Name defines or describes relationships. Remember when Jewish people, they were so appalled. It was so countercultural for them to hear Jesus. When Jesus came, and then he would call Father, he would call God as his Father. They were telling him, "You blasphemy! You should be put to death." Pharisees would fall in line and accuse him of what he's doing because he would call one day he would call Father, my Father in heaven. Because for the longest time, because of that, the law of the divide, that divides them of holiness, makes them detached. But then that's what Jesus precisely did. A relationship. We have more than our earthly relationship. This relationship talks about an eternal relationship. One that has been made way before. And one that has been time-tested. And one that is eternal. That's relationship. What's in the name about rights? For example, for rights, Jello, Monty, and Lara, my children, because of their last name, they can go into the house and sleep. and turn on the air conditioning. Turn on all the electricity. Go to my fridge, raid my fridge, and raid the pantry because of their rights as my children. Right? But I don't expect Alan to do that, although sometimes he does. But it's not right. Alan, it's not right. I have a story. He's not here, right? I saw him move. Okay. Jasper. Jasper is my son's, one of his best friends. And he would often go to our house because we're neighbors. The other day, nagkagulatan kami. When I went into the kitchen, it was dark. He was opening the fridge. And I walked in. And he didn't know what to do. I was so ashamed also that I stepped out alone. But there are rights when you come now to your father. And you know what? These rights are not, we didn't earn any of it. My kids, they don't even work for nothing. They just have to study. But yet they have all that rights. It's attached to a name, God, your father. It's attached to a name that we can call Abba, Father. And then everything, all your rights come upon you now. The Bible said, seek me first, and everything else will be given unto you. Revelations 20:15 said, and if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. This is the other rights. Because if your name is not written in the book of life, he doesn't know you. You don't earn, you don't have that name. You don't have that stamp of God in you. Then you'll be thrown in the lake of fire. Is it Jesus? Is Jesus Christ your Savior? Is He just your Savior? He needs to be your Lord. It has to be Jesus Christ, my Lord and my Savior. Lordship is 100%. Lordship cannot just be defined by sometimes yes, in here yes. No, it has to be that totality. What rights are you? Do you have now? What rights are you? You don't have because you don't have a relationship. What's in the name? Reputation. Everybody say reputation. Reputation. You know reputation. To explain reputation, I just keep on using my children. Recently, we just enrolled them in school. So, pagtapos ng enrollment, we came from orientation and they would know the teachers that they're going to be having all throughout the year. So when we would say the name, some would elicit laughter. Some they would cheering for that. Oh, galing yan, galing magpatawan yan. Or and some would you would literally see in their face that there's fear. Siguro yun yung mga terror na teacher. There's a reputation. There's a reputation attached to a person, whether you eat in a restaurant or sometimes even in names, there's a reputation. Example, how many of you've dreamt of naming your children Hitler? How many? I'll give you another prize. You wouldn't even imagine, right, to have your kids named Hitler. There's a reputation attached to it. Nobody would dare do that. But the reputation of God. Reputation of God is inscribed in who He is. His characteristics. He who is always the same way yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He who is always just. He who is merciful. He who is a healer. He who is gracious. That's the attribute of God. That's His reputation. Do you now want that reputation? Do you long to serve a mighty God like that? I remember my grandfather, he passed away decades ago when he was 82 years old. And there's only one thing that I can, two things actually that I can always remember him telling me. First one is to lose weight. Okay, so I didn't keep that, so I went to the next one. Next one is to make sure to uphold the family's name. He told me, to make sure that whatever I do, I would not jeopardize our family's name, our family's good name. How are you as one holding the name of God? How are we as one is that is upholding and being known to people as we are Christians. What's in the name? It's not our name, but it's God's name. We are standing firm, and then when we hold that right as children now, heirs of the throne, to a living God. Let's move on. In Exodus 20, verse 7, said here, "You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain." Take the name of the Lord your God in vain. In short, misuse. How do we misuse God's name? We can misuse God's name three ways: verbally, lifestyle, and heart. Verbally, lifestyle, and heart. We misuse. Verbally, it's easy to notice. It's easy to pinpoint. Diba? Uttered words. Words that we say. Words that we use to curse people. Diba? But in Exodus 20, verse 7, in the Message version, it kind of specified a lot more what the Bible was talking about. No using the name of God, your God, in curses or silly banter. God won't put up with the irreverent use of His name. Silly banter. Kaya ano ba yung mga silly banter? Example, di ba sanay tayo? Expression lang. Expression lang. OMG. Alam naman natin, ang gusto niyo sabihin is using God's name in vain. Tama? Di ba? OMG. Pag may nakita kayo, nagulat ka, OMG. Masama gising mo, OMG. Galit ka, OMG. Masaya ka, OMG. Lahat na lang, OMG. Can you imagine? Example nito, okay. Example. Let me use Alan. Okay? Kasi yung OMG ngayon, iba na daw, hindi naman daw God yung dulo. Gulay. Di ba? Have you heard that? Silly banter. Silly banter. Imagine mo na lang, si Alan. Okay. Alan pangalan niya. Alan, can I use your name? Okay. So, OMA. Oh my Alan. It's silly, right? But nakakita ka ng ipis. Okay. Nakakita, papaluin may ipis. Margaret, oy! Di ba? You would think it's funny, but do you think that God is honored in that way? Silly banter. What are the things that we often say that, oh, it's just an expression. But sometimes those expressions really comes deep from our hearts. May hugot dun eh. It speaks a lot of where we are in our relationship with God. Do not use God's name down and in the degrading way. This I always teach our children. Only use God's name in three ways. First, when you're praying. Next, when you're preaching. Third, when you're praising. Children, kids in the house. Only use God's name in three ways. When you hear your parents talking and using God's name. When it's not praying, preaching, or praising, remind them. Remind us. Do remind us. Next, lifestyle. Acts 11:26. "And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year, they met with the church and taught a great many people. And in Antioch, the disciples were first called Christians." This is when the disciples went to the church in Antioch to preach God's word. Verbally misusing God's word, it's easy. But it's hard to pinpoint when it comes to your lifestyle, how you live daily. So this group of apostles, when they went to that church, they didn't have any badge. Wala naman sila ID. Wala sila ID na nakalagay, okay, Christian ako, apostle ako, magtuturo ako. No. They just went there. But the people of Antioch, they knew that they were Christ followers. Before that time, there was no ceremony to baptize them, to anoint them, to give them IDs as Christians. But because the way they taught, the way they lived, people in Antioch, people in that church saw them and noticed that, okay, these are the Christ followers. They are Christians. Yung sinasabi kanina na Alan na ambassador of Christ. We are ambassadors of Christ. If we go to your house, would your household helps tell us that you are representing Christ fully? If we go to your office places, in schools, we have parent-teacher PTC. I'm talking to the kids. Do you represent Jesus Christ in your school? Most of us, some of us, Some of us plays like double agent. Alam mo yung double agent? Yung double agent, pwede kang CIA, pwede kang kalaban. Parang alias. Hindi mo alam kung you're neither here nor there. Some we do. Some of us live that way. In Colossians 3:17, and this is a good reminder for me. And whatever you do in your word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord. Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father through Him. We can't be double agent. That's why I have to uphold not my name as a pastor in our house, in with my wife, with our children. No, it's because God would know. That's why we have to preach the gospel to ourselves daily. That's why we need to preach the gospel to our daily, because we need a change of heart every day. Or else our hearts will be hardened and we're going to be doing the ways of the Lord. I love what Pastor Steve said in this quote. He said, if you can't do it in the name of Jesus, then it can't be done. Young people here, singles, talking to you guys, if you can't do it in the name of Jesus, it can't be done. You can't lower a standard all of a sudden to compromise. You can't. It can't be done. Why? Because everything that we do, we're doing it for the Lord. Everything that we do, we're going to be judged by who? Not by our peers, not by the world, not by your parents. No. But by God. Only by God. Heart. How do we misuse? First is verbally. The next, lifestyle, and then heart. Maybe you're not misusing God's name verbally or in lifestyle, but we need to have a heart check. I love to call myself as a cardiologist. When I was growing up, isa sa mga dream ko maging doktor. And gusto ko maging cardiologist. I had an uncle in the US who's a cardiologist who's very good there and living a good life. And I wanted to be one. I do believe that I have lived to fulfill my dream. I see myself as a cardiologist because every Sunday I'm gonna keep on telling you, check your heart. There has to be a heart check. If not, cognitive lang sa utak lang. I don't want to be a neurosurgeon. Una-una, hindi ko ma-spell yung neuro, di ba? Hindi ko nga masabi. We need to have a heart check. What's in our hearts? It stems from what's inside our heart. That's why we need to read the Bible. That's why we need to meditate on it. That's why we need to pray. That's why we want everybody to be plugged into a small group, in the Victory group. Because we learn from each other as well. Learn God's word as well. It's not by the numbers. It's good. You listen to a 40-minute, 50-minute preaching every Sunday. It's okay. But then again, as I said a while ago, 50% will be gone when you go out that door. What happens in your devotional time, in your quiet time? What happens when you pray, when you read God's word? When do you pray? Do you only pray when trouble comes? That's not going to pump up. That's not going to beef up your muscles or your heart. What's inside your heart? Are there bitterness, resentment, greediness? We need to guard from. In Matthew 15, verse 8, says here, this people who draws near to me with their mouth and honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Is your heart far from God? Sometimes using our heart, we tend to manipulate God's word. We tend to use God's word out of context. Okay, diba? Oy, yung singles here, pag naliligaw kayo, never use this na, okay, last night I was sleeping and the Lord said that you're gonna be my wife. Don't do that, it doesn't work. Doon naman sa naghihintay, diba? Oo nga, tama nga, kasi nagpipray ako kay Lord, kagabi rin, ikaw pala yun. It doesn't work that way. Don't manipulate God's name. It's using it in vain. And then your name won't be there in that book of life. And you'll be thrown to that lake. It's using God's name in vain. Sometimes, feel ko naman, alam niyo na to, no? Na lahat, hindi lahat ng merong Christian logo or John 3:16, lahat ng scriptures, nilagay niyo sa negosyo niyo, sa ID niyo, or sa calling card niyo, ibibless ni Lord. Tama ba? Hindi. Try niyo. Try niyo, hindi talaga. He would only bless it if you are a righteous person. Living out by grace through faith, being saved daily, and then you treat your people well. You pay the right taxes. You pay your people well. That's up to the standard. Hindi nyo sila sinisircumvent with all the things that they need from SSS. It wouldn't work that way. That's like putting God's name there and saying, okay, Lord, bless this, but then you're not doing your part on being a good Christian. This is Under Armour shoes of Steph Curry. I remember a quick story about how they tried to negotiate with Nike. And Nike said no, because Nike doesn't want scripture to be inscripted in their shoes. Why? Because they're so big now already that they might alienate the other religion, the other people who are not Christians. I'm not a Steph Curry fan. I'm not a Golden State fan. Okay, I'm a true purple and gold Lakers fan. Okay, do not condemn me. One day they're gonna win. We had our time. Baka naman umiyak ako dito bigla, no, dad? Do you put God's name in vain? What's in your heart? Verbally, your children. The best way to actually ask how you are is the people at home. It's people at home. Your housemaids, your wife, your children. Ask them to help you. Ask them to have a good heart-to-heart talk and reveal things in our heart. Some applications before we go. How do we use God's name properly? First, Proverbs 18 verse 10. The name of the Lord is fortified tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. It's a fortified tower. It's for protection. There are no idols. Wala yung mga amulet, wala yung mga bala, no. Righteous run to him for protection. Alan, can you join me here? I'll show you the next picture. This is Alan. This is the team that Alan was with when they went to Kyrgyzstan. When was this, Alan?
This was taken April 2014 when we went to Kyrgyzstan for missions. Just to give you a context, ito pong picture na to, after namin mapunta sa prison, that's a day after. Ito pong dalawa na to, sila yung nanghuli sa amin sa palengke ng Kyrgyzstan.
Okay, may I stop you there? Kyrgyzstan is a closed nation. That means no missionaries are allowed to go there. And they went there with Pastor Lee, lakas ng loob, sinama yung anak niya, 13 years old at that age. And then they were caught. They were caught. They were interrogated. Kuya Marlon looks like a spy. And hindi niya dala yung passport niya at that time, right? Go ahead.
So, pagtanong sa amin ni Kuya Marlon, where are your documents? In Russian, kasi may kasama kaming interpreter. Walang maibigay si Kuya Marlon. So kaming dalawa, binitbit kami sa presinto. And all I can remember is praying in the name of Jesus. Kasi ayaw kaming pakawalan. Sabi nung interpreter namin, we'll be put to jail for the rest of our trip. And that was 13 days. So medyo mahaba-haba. I had to use the name of Jesus in my mind na lang. Kasi I know the danger that we're into. So we started praying. For 30 minutes, we were praying. And then, we were sent out.
Then, next day, nakita nila uli sa market, matatapang na mga missionaryo ni God. Nagpa-picture pa sila dun sa nanghuli sa kanila.
Yeah, yan na yung picture niya.
Let's give God praise. Thank you, Alan. For protection. What are you praying for right now? Your job security, that's not the solution. Your partner, that's not the solution. Some people I talk to, they get persecuted. And every Sunday, they would come to me, pray with me because they're persecuted. But then again, they wouldn't even try or think about changing their faith. Why? Because they know that the Lord is their strong tower. He won't move. He's their shield. He's their protection. He's their armor. How to use God's name properly for victory against all odds. Remember David? David and Goliath? Can you imagine that picture? David, small, skinny kid. Goliath, as big as he is. David even tried to put on the armor, but he couldn't carry it. That's why he said, never mind. But then when he went there, he said, I'm fighting for my nation, Israel, and also under the name of the Lord. It's not under the name of the king. It's not under the name of... No, it's under the name of the Lord. Victory against all odds. We have countless of stories, week after week, day after day. Where are you now? What situation are you in? Use the name God of God properly. That's why you need to know the promises that He has for you, to use it properly. If you have financial problem, if you have sin issues, if you have addiction, the name of the Lord is there for you. He is your strong tower. He doesn't want to have you there for so long. No. It's knowing who He is, having that relationship, knowing your rights, and running to Him. For healing, Acts 3 verse 6. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk." When they were entering the temple, a crippled guy was there asking for healing. But then his faith actually healed him. Not just by the power of the laying of hands, but in the name of Jesus. Countless stories from cancer to a common cold to crippled walking again. It's not a famous pastor who did those miracles. No, it's not just by the laying of hands, but it's in your faith in Jesus Christ that would heal you. In the name of Jesus, you can claim healing. Healing. Alan and I, we were just sharing a while ago, maybe this healing goes farther than the physical healing. Healing of wounds in your heart. You need to be restored, and it can only be done in the name of Jesus. We can go through step by step by step with you, but if you don't fully accept that Jesus washed you of all your sins, gave you a new heart, then healing won't come. Still, desperation and frustration would come in. How to use God's name properly? For deliverance. Mark 16, verse 17. "And these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues." Pastor, so you're telling me there's spirit and there's demon? Yes, it's true. We've seen it manifest in people. Yes, it's true. How do we fight it? We know that we are more than conquerors. We're overcomers. That's why we claim it under the name of Jesus, and it's out. Remember, I was reading Mark and I was reading Luke a while ago. Even the enemy would quote, remember that time that Jesus was tempted? Jesus would always say that it is written. It is written. Ginaya nung ni Taning. Ginawa niya, third time that he tempted Jesus, he said the same way. It was written, and then he quoted. Pero out of context. That enemy would do that. Put lies on your head. Even use God's word against you. But then again, if you know your rightful place, if you have that relationship, if you know your rights, and you know the reputation of the great name of God, you are more than overcomers. You can overrun, go of deliverance. That you have been delivered, that there's no condemnation in Christ. How to use God's name properly? For protection, for victory against all odds, for healing, for deliverance, lastly, for salvation. In Romans 10, verse 13 says here, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." No long pre-qualification, no long list of things you did and you didn't do. No long, ano yun, pag nagpadala ka ng CV for credentials, God said, the only requirement is if you know in your heart that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. For anyone who calls upon my name, the Lord said, you will be saved. For anyone who repents and comes to me clear, in all humility, and ask for forgiveness. everyone who calls on my name will be saved. Maybe you're praying for salvation, maybe for somebody else, a family member, a friend, a relative, schoolmate, an office mate. Here is the word of God. Do not lose hope, for His name is eternal, and hope in Him is eternal. Father, I pray now for each one of us, Lord, that we will not just be mere spectators, Lord, in your church. But Lord, as a church, let us be sent out. The Lord is saying unto you, my son and my daughter, I'm sending you out, sending you as my ambassadors. May your life reflect who I am and inch people. Inch people in the workplace, inch people in school, inch people in your home, wherever you are, wherever community you're in. Inch people close to God. Bless us all. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcasts.